Welcome here to episode 10 of Hungry for Some Leftovers. My name is Dan Callahan, and I'm your host, and I'm joined by a fabulous couple here, Ryan Rins and Mizpah Hawk. Thank you guys for making the trek to New Jersey today.
Dude, we came ready. Look at us. We're dressed up in tracksuits.
You guys wore tracksuits. You have a chain in the open thing. Both of you guys do. Yeah. I feel underdressed. I should have Italianed it up.
We felt like, you know, we're on our way to Jersey, you know, why not? You know, when in Rome, right?
When in Rome. Yeah, exactly. We're going to head on down the seaside after this and just find
some gabagool.
Yeah, get some gabagool. We'll just talk like this the entire time.
I got my faux hawk for this too.
Yeah, you did your hair, the whole thing. We're looking sharp for this New Jersey podcast. This is great. So why don't you guys give an intro about yourself, who you are and why you are here today? Or where'd you go wrong in life to end up here today?
Well, let's see. I went wrong because I didn't become a doctor or engineer. That's number one. Number two, I'm here today because I'm a Tough Times co-host. We go through a lot of tough times together. We talk
That's right.
I host a couple other fitness podcasts, and I do some comedy or attempt to. And that's pretty much a little bit about me.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
Me, I'm here. I'm also the Tough Times creator, I guess. And everybody goes through tough times. So we've started even a spin-off one where we bring other comics on, Tough Times 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And I resell things online as well. So this
That's
was,
right.
Well, you know, I was very intrigued when I saw the Hungry for Leftovers. You know, I was like, man, I said, that is something I am very interested in.
Because you make money selling and offloading items on Facebook Marketplace. And I can't imagine doing it for serious, like a serious conversations with some of these lunatics.
It's pretty tough. I mean, because like you sit there and you post something and you have the thought, you're like, I want this to do well. I want to make some money on this. And then you post it and you just get trolled for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I could find this on eBay. I could do this there. I could get this cheaper at Walmart. You know, it's just like,
Well, at least you got the experience of getting trolled, because we might get trolled a little here today. I don't know how people are going to react to what we're going to list, but what's the craziest scenario you've had on Facebook? People telling you that whatever you said was fake, or you didn't actually ship it, or it got lost in, like, what is the craziest?
You know, you run into a decent chunk of those types of people. And I mean, specifically, there was probably one time where it was, you know, I had a lady, she reached out to me and she was like, she thought my item was offensive. She was like offended by my item. And it was just like, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. And the item was just like a rug. Right.
And she was like offended.
She was like offended by the rug. And like, there was no way I could like, I like couldn't even see it from her angle. I was like, I was like, you know, I could see if it was like a Nazi memorabilia rug or something, but it's not. It's just a normal
rug. It was a bald eagle that you shot out back and you skinned it and you flattened it out and you were trying to sell it and you were sending half of the proceeds to ISIS. So, and we just
now that you mention that, that's the taxidermy stuff that riles people.
That's exactly
up.
What it is.
That's 100% right. Because I posted a bear and people call me like a sick human being. They're like, you sicko,
you
know.
You sicko, that bear.
And I'm just like, my argument for that is like, well, although the bear has been killed, he's going to be appreciated much longer than he would have if he had lived a natural life.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
And also, it's not even a bear. It's my neighbor's black lab. It's like, it wouldn't shut the fuck up. I mean, these people are crazy on Facebook, and you guys are about to see it all unfold. Mizpah, do you have any, aside from when you were selling children through Wayfair, what is your an experience of online marketplaces?
Dude, Facebook is very interesting because it's something that I want to get into, like groups. Everybody's in a million groups, right? Everybody's got their communities. Like, I know people who meet up, like, not just to sell items, but, like, for events and community things, right?
Yeah.
So it feels like something where I'm, like, missing out on it because, you know, I was using Facebook, I feel like, when you could still, like, poke each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it
I
went through a massive change.
You
still do?
The poke was great.
I missed the poke. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still poking people. It's great.
What did they replace that with?
I don't know what they replaced it with. I don't know. The dogs are going crazy right now.
They're like, poke me, poke me.
Yeah, they were like, somebody's breaking in.
Yeah, man. But I haven't really been too involved in Facebook. It's one of those things where I'm like, I like Instagram a little bit better. I wish some of the things would switch over there, which I have a feeling it will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't gotten into too much craziness on Facebook. I kind of just watch Ryan's stories. That's where I'll, I experience it.
That's the most insanity that you can get out of anything. That's all you need is just follow through your stories, because you see that, you know, in just daylight right there.
Dude, Ryan gets into it with his
the comments are the best. I mean, like, not even just on stuff I'm selling. I mean, like, I sell stuff, and my TikTok is where I get the most aggressive comments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are just ready to, like, cut your head off on there for no reason. You're just like, oh, God.
And it's like 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Exactly right. It's like an 11-year-old. And he's, like, gets under your skin, because, like, and in the comments, you have to respond nicely so it doesn't get under your skin. But then you're driving around all night and you're like, man, that son of a bitch, this 8-year-old.
I will say, Facebook,
he got me.
Facebook seems like the most, maybe Twitter is worse, but Facebook seems like the trolls are just like the most ruthless.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And now it's growing worse on here, because you're getting trolled by like 60-year-old people that are just haven't left their homes in 5 years. They haven't traveled outside the state in a decade, and they're on Facebook sharing QAnon memes, and they're just like, you know.
Right. They're just way out of touch.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I love it. I can't wait to see what kind of profiles we get in here, because they definitely attack me for my profile. I should really have a fake profile that I do on here.
A burner account.
Yeah. I need a burner account. I've had multiple burner accounts suspended, and now I can't get another one. It's a whole story. But yeah, I think like I need to, because these people dive a little too deep into my
I think it'll be funny in like 10 years from now that you don't have a burner account, and people will just be like, dude, hungry for leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, there it is.
Like,
there's
just
showing
up your shows with like vague items. They're like, look at this, man. We got, you know, they're just bringing things.
It's so funny. There are people that are local to the area, and they've recognized me from shows and be like, hey, I was just at, like, I saw you like 2 weeks ago
wow.
in there, wherever. It's happened a few times. And I see a lot of friends and family that are in these groups that I share these items to.
That's
and I see
great.
Them see it, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, here we go again. But yeah, let's start riling these people up. We're going to introduce here what the items are today. You guys came here in full tracksuits, not just because of New Jersey, but it fits in perfectly with what we're going to sell. Why don't you guys introduce?
Well, yeah, you know, we've been having a problem lately.
There's a bit of an issue you guys have been seeking.
We are having an abundance of pasta sauce, and I have an addiction, and I'm just trying to get rid of it, man. I'm just trying to get better in life, and I just
drinking pitchers full of ravioli isn't the healthiest of lifestyles. You have a fitness podcaster, and you guys are both just Guidos from North Jersey, apparently.
The heartburn I receive from this sauce just brings me sadness at most points.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, you know, I want to keep drinking it, but I can't because it hurts me internally.
Yeah.
I might die prematurely from too much pasta sauce consumption.
Yeah. And it doesn't help any that Mizba is also a vegan Italian.
Oh! You mean you're vegan Italian?
It's not meat sauce. It's just standard traditional ragu.
Exactly. So if my parents are watching this at home, this is purely halal. And this is what you got to do when you don't have protein. When you
I blame
can't.
Myself for being an enabler to Mizba. He walked in and saw me enjoying myself a nice glass of pasta sauce. And he said, what are you doing with that? I said, yo, don't knock it till you've tried it. And then this man he dove right in, and he's been embracing me ever since. We've been on a tear of just pasta sauce.
Straight out the glass, too. We don't need
Well, it's
bowls.
Messed up because people judge us. You know, we go to the grocery store, and sometimes, you know, I'm running low on my my sugar from the blood of the
from
pasta.
The blood.
Yeah.
The blood of Christ,
yeah,
in the Italian style.
That's how I treat it. You know, it feels that way. And we're in the grocery store, and I just feel the eyes on me, you know, because like I'm like fiending for the sauce, and I crack the ragu open in the aisle there, and I just take a little swig, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, why are you looking at me, man? You're staring at me, you know?
Oh, my God. It's like you have, like, the PTSD of getting carded for buying, like, 8 cases of Mucinex and Rite Aid. So now when you're buying Ragu, you show them your ID. And they're
my
like,
local grocery stores. I got to go out of state to buy my pasta sauce because they think they have pictures of me at the register. They said, keep an eye on this guy. He's buying all the pasta sauce, and we don't know what he's doing with it. It bothers them, you know? It's just like, I can't come clean, you know?
You got to go all the different Walmarts. You can't keep going to the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go to different ones each time. You get the sauce from one place, you get the pasta from another, and it's
my pasta plug.
And you just pour these every single day. And some people have alcohol addictions. Other people have food. And I mean, this is definitely a food one. You know, it's not like your sugar intake from all the Coca-Cola or anything.
No.
It's just pure ravioli. Yeah, cheese ravioli, by the way.
Yeah.
And we were hoping that, you know, maybe we could get like a ravioli sponsor.
Yeah.
Do one of our shows or something like that.
You know, most sponsors are a bunch of rigatonis anyway.
Yeah.
I call them and I say, hey, can I get bulk pasta sauce? And they don't take me serious because they think, hey, this guy lives in a residential address. What's he need 40 gallons of pasta sauce for?
Yeah, you need to put a deposit down before somebody ships you 40 gallons.
They get
pasta.
Mad at me because I ask if they sell it in a 55-gallon drum.
You just keep on working your way up to bigger and bigger things.
I just picture truckloads of that stuff. Maybe a swimming pool of pasta sauce. You know, I just want to cut this addiction before we get too crazy.
You're getting too crazy, and we're going to have to get rid of this on Facebook before this problem becomes even bigger. So this is the story that we're going to go with here. It's just going to be listed. A picture of cheese ravioli. What can you do? But my roommates, Tommy, and look at that photo, too. I mean, you guys just look like you have a problem.
Pure joy. Ecstasy.
My roommates, Tommy and Stefano, have a crippling addiction to pasta, gluten, and sauce. I need to get rid of their ravioli pitchers so they stop drinking pasta by the gallon every single day. They moved here from North Jersey in 2020, watched a lot of Sopranos over the pandemic, and now they won't stop talking in Guido accents while chugging chunks of Ragu daily.
Hey!
I preferred chunky.
So please help us in this trying time by letting me deliver you the pitcher full of homemade ravioli to wherever you'd like. Free delivery today. PM me for meetup details. And, I mean, these photos are incredible.
Well, it's easier to carry the pasta sauce in a pitcher. It's pourable. It's, you know, more malleable than a pan. You don't need a spoon.
Yeah, no spoons, no forks.
Just less dishes. And after a while, you eat so much sauce. You know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, you're putting a family meal in a very bachelor-styled cup, you know.
It's the way to go, man. It's the way, you know, you eat it on the go, and you seem less of a creep when you use, away from the pasta, huh? You know, you want some of that? Be careful. That stuff's addicting, man.
So I'm going to get both of your guys' reactions to these things. Here is a tweet from Elon Musk from earlier today. Which says, in case you need to lose a boner fast, there's Bill Gates and then the new pregnant man emoji. So what are your guys'
this
thoughts?
Is a real emoji? This is a new emoji?
That's a brand new emoji. I was going to ask if you guys have it on... You guys have iPhones?
Yeah. I didn't even see that.
If you had... That's I don't know crazy. If it, you had to update your phones or not, but that man, the pregnant man emoji, which... I don't know whether it's a pregnant man or just us after eating pitchers of ravioli.
Well, you wonder where... Gates has been hiding all those kids from Epstein Island.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
in his stomach.
Yeah,
he's been eating them.
that is pretty wild. Yeah,
he followed the Warren Buffett diet where he's like one Coke a day.
I love how they just glazed over that too. The whole thing about him being on that island. It's just like in the whole divorce thing that happened over the pandemic.
Bro, he just did a TED talk yesterday or something. They just put up a TED talk about like vaccines and stuff too.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this is a weird time to release that because he's kind of known for that. I feel like a little bit hated on and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
one gate closes, another one opens.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, and he was wide open on his flight log going anywhere around the that's crazy because like I always see that pop up from people will call him conspiracy theorists, but it's like he's buying up farmland across the country. He's heavily invested in vaccines. It's like he's a pretty wealthy guy. I think he knows what he's doing with money, and there's an end goal with what he's buying up. I have no idea.
I love that Elon's implying that like he must have been in a situation where he caught like a random boner and he was like, what do I do, you know, and then he just was like, oh god, and he pulled this up and he's like, thank god, you know, it's gone now.
Wait, is this a real tweet from Elon?
Yes, this is. This went
that's
up.
That's why I love Elon. Like, I didn't even question if it was a real Elon tweet. He just
I totally glazed over
stuff.
That
843,000 likes.
What happens when you own Twitter, you know?
Dude, battle of the billionaires, right? He's just roasting them.
This
right
is what
here.
We need is billionaires going at each other on Twitter. This is peak 2022.
I love how it's like his platform now too, right? He owns like the majority.
Well, they were like trying to block him and you're figuring all this. It's really strange. It would be hilarious if he did own, and it's like Twitter's a fucking hellstorm to begin with right now. So it's like, I don't care. I mean,
right.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's great for information and all this stuff, but then there's also a lot of like nonsense on there. Like Hobby Lobby's trending right now. What could that possibly be good for?
Yeah.
Like, you need a bunch of people protesting outside of a Hobby Lobby.
That's got to be what that is.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, what better hobby could you have than making memes of Bill Gates and having Elon post them?
Yeah, honestly, that's just great. Imagine being the guy who made this meme. You were like, dude, this is gold, you know? And then like he just like posted it to the internet on Reddit somewhere, and then like. And he went to bed and woke up and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
How do I turn this into money?
It's just funny knowing that somewhere in a Bill Gates PR firm office building, they're sitting here saying, all right, how do we go about this meme that Elon Musk posted of Bill Gates next to a pregnant man emoji?
What is our statement, right?
What is our statement? He's going to release an official statement with the Bill Gates letterhead.
This guy, what the hell is going on here?
Oh my God,
I'm glad to see Papa John found work again, you know? This is why I was never a prop comic, you know? I was like, nah, it wouldn't work out for me. I've never wanted pizza more than right now.
Look at all the puppets on the top of his tablet. I know.
His crock pot looks like R2-D2, actually.
I mean, that's a really nice kitchen. And like, what do you think he does full time as a job?
Man. Electrician, for sure.
He looks like a Northeast Philly electrician.
He knows his way around wires. Yeah. You know? He's like, I know how to string these. That, or he did the choreographing for NSYNC back in the day. Yeah. And he's just like, I cannot find work anymore after that marionette video. So this is all he does now.
I figured we were doing leftover food. That's probably some leftover pizza. So if you're on Facebook Marketplace looking for some leftover pizza, that might be where it's coming from.
I love how clean his house is. I would not expect a man's house to be that, like,
yeah, there's a lot of questions that come from this video. You think that his refrigerator would have a lot of
magnets or something,
magnets or like photos up yeah. there, or like
parking tickets,
parking tickets, or maybe the map to where he's buried multiple bodies. It's just
he definitely ate this pizza after he filmed this.
Yeah, like, what do you think? I was gonna ask you what you thought he did with the pizza. Like, do you think he like made a blanket out of it?
That's a lot of pizza. That's more than a whole pie, and it looks like they're special slices. Like, look, you got like one slice down there that looks like something else, and then you got pepperoni on the right for sure. But
that one looks like a scary face in the right corner.
Yeah, it does. Mm.
I love the one that's strategically placed over his cock too. You're just like, it's a nice looking slice.
You know, the cheese in the slices are good because they're not like sliding off.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that. They're hanging straight up and down. Like, this has to be, he's got to really be holding those suckers up somehow.
Dude,
like,
I know. Yeah. How are you sustaining that big, like, jolt?
It can't be, it can't be very, imagine, they might be frozen. I don't know.
Imagine being the pizza shop that, like, delivers to this guy, you know, and you just have seen this video and you're like, wait a minute. This guy's ordering again.
Well, he's got the frozen pizza hanging from the clotheslines here, but he also has a couple of frozen heads in that refrigerator behind him.
Taxidermy 2.0.
I think those are some swastikas tattooed on his chest. Is this American History X if it was like, you know, made at 3 a.m. or something on the internet? Oh, Jesus.
Man. And that, I love his like strategically placed like these knee, the right tats. Above his knee tats. You know, it's like, what's going on with
that? Oh, those knee tats? Oh, jeez. This guy, we might need to have him on as a guest.
Ben Kingsley here.
Yeah. Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, it's tough these days getting roles after a white dude played Gandhi.
Yeah. Ben Kingsley, if he did crack for a decade. This
also
is good.
In The Sopranos.
Yeah.
The thigh one is kind of the weird, I think the weirder one, because that's
if
like,
you had to get one of those tattoos that he has, which one are you getting?
Definitely the upper left shoulder.
That's the one I'm going for too. It looks like the squirt gun emoji a little bit.
Yeah. Everything else, he's got one on the inner calf, his knees, is like, he's like, where's like the worst, like most like annoying place to put a tattoo? Mm. Let's get them there.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
He's like, how do I make no story out of this?
Yeah.
As the pizza shop owner of the place that made this, do you want your brand? Like, what if he had a box in the background that was like, Paisano's Pizza?
This is definitely Papa John's.
You'd be like, hey, man, we got to get this off the internet.
Right.
It's definitely Papa John's Pizza, and Papa John is behind the camera.
It's like, would you be proud if he tagged you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would send people cameos of this for Christmas every year.
Oh, man.
All right, so here we are. We're back. We're going to start going through some messages here. How about Michelle? Gladly take it. Could use it. Live in hotel in Williamstown. Have a broken hip. Been out of work for 5 months.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I think that's hard. Sorry, Dylan.
This is our person right here. Yeah. Could you imagine we just show up? Could you tell us what room Michelle is in? She has a broken hip and we have a picture of ravioli.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that if we, like, if Michelle really falls off the wagon here, if Dylan's not who he fucking says he is, we're just going to have to chug glasses of ravioli.
Yeah. I mean,
Amizba, you know,
Stefano.
Stefano, we're sitting there watching, you know, Golden Girls the one night. And I says to him, I says, hey, you know, I'm done with this raviolis. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? You know, what
you
are
want
you
to flush it down the toilet?
You know? Yeah, he's just mad at me over that.
Yeah.
we haven't been, you know, and then we noticed, like, you know, we got into an argument. I went for a drive. I came back and I said, yo, buddy. It's just raviolis. It's just pasta, buddy. You know? And he's like, right, we got to stop.
Yeah, it's causing a rift between us. So,
yeah.
Talk about a tough time.
Yeah, and you guys moved down here from North Jersey. You know, I do a whole separate podcast on South Jersey, but what do you feel is the difference between being a Guido?
The bagels
and North
are
Jersey?
Better up there.
The bagels,
yeah,
and pizza maybe.
There's something with the water.
The water just yeah. up there down here. It's just a crossover of Philly stuff down here and then New York stuff up there. It's like you can take off your Giants jacket when you come down to Eagles territory.
Yeah, you almost feel it's weird how New Jersey's in such a position. You know, they're like New York's bitch. You know, like they came in and they were like, hey, we're gonna give you guys two football teams, but they're gonna be our name.
We got another message asking if it's available. This is I've been looking for one of these. It's the best that I have seen.
Oh wow,
good lighting.
Where are you located? It's like, where are you located? It's like ASL.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm gonna ask, where are you located, ASL mommy?
Drop a pin.
Do you guys were on AIM back in
day?
Do you guys remember your screen names? What were your screen names?
Mizzy 64. Actually, it was Mister spelled out MISTER Mizzy 64.
I was Rins 54.
54.
Yeah.
Damn. I was for Shizzle 69.
All right.
Oh fuck! Somebody actually just straight up sent her address.
Wow.
Christmas lights are up and it's clearly summertime.
Wow, love that. Love that.
Did you guys see that when you come here? I mean, two doors down from me, there are still Halloween decorations on their front lawn. I am not kidding.
I love that's that. I love that. That's like a common problem with people that, like, I guess it occurs like once you own a home.
Yes.
Like you become aware of that because you live there and you see it every day and you're like, yo, what's going on with them?
And you're like, they're bringing shame to our neighborhood.
I know. Yeah. They paint a bad image on the block.
Well, you ever have that? Like you hang clothes like on a clothespin or something outside. Yeah, yeah. And certain associations are like, hey, you're making us look bad. Take that down. Yeah, you can't do that here.
You can't take your KKK robes on your things out there on the front. Yeah. You got to take those down. All right. It's making our neighborhood look bad.
Pretty sure we got one of those when I was younger.
That a few bricks that were lit on fire that were thrown through the window. Yeah, yeah. It's just, this is making our HOA fee skyrocket. Can we cut it out here? Victoria messaged us, gave us her phone number. She's about 20 or 30 minutes from here. She said this is the most beautiful picture of ravioli she's ever seen. So we're going to give her a call and see if we can make this delivery happen.
Yeah, all right.
I'd love to get there too.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dan. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm just sitting here with my ravioli I took from my roommates. So I'm looking to get it to somebody who's in need, and you seem to like it.
Yes, I would love to display it on the table, maybe in the kitchen, maybe my brother's nightstand. I think it might look good on, you know. It midnight snackable, you know.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's sitting in the fridge. It's been cooling. This thing is just leftover ravioli from this morning. They made it this morning. This is like a daily thing for my two roommates, Tommy and Stefano. So they just, and it's like, you guys are, it's getting beyond the point of, like, I mean, they just spend tens of dollars a day at Walmart buying ravioli. It's getting out of hand. So
I mean, but it sounds good, you know, giving back to community and
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, are you
Hey, how you doing? It's Tommy here. I just want to thank you for taking the ravioli. It's ready to ravioli.
It's good ravioli. Oh. it's very good ravioli. And Stefano here, he actually just got his hair cut, so
Italian.
Thank you. I got the faux hawk and I got special wax to make it smell that way and everything. So appreciate you taking the ravioli. We're going to make some more probably when we get home. So, you know, you're not taking anything away from us.
Good.
Yeah. Tommy and Stefano just moved down here from Bergen County and they brought the ravioli with them.
My
so.
Grandmother is from Sicily.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. So they're a couple of wascally wabbits. So we're going to, I mean, if you're fine, we'll just get these in the pitcher, and I mean, we'll hand deliver that with the glasses that have some ravioli in it as well.
Oh my God. Awesome.
So you get the whole shebang bang. There's been a lot of interest and you're the first one to follow through. We appreciate it. And we're going to come down in, a jiffy, maybe like 20, 30 minutes from you. So is that your, the address you gave, is that your house?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll just come there. If you want to come outside or something, we'll just, you know, pull
give
up.
Give me the rest.
Yeah. We'll do it. We'll just stay in the car and just hand it out the window to you, and you can just, you know. Just, Yeah, it's a real from the kitchen to door delivery. It's like a farm fresh type of thing if ravioli grew on trees, you know?
Gotcha. Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. So
we'll
see you soon. We'll be down there shortly.
Oh, perfect. I'll see ya.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
So it looks like we're going to be going down to the real depths of South Jersey here. This is into.
Love that.
I can't believe that happened.
She sounded like the very nice.
No, you
sane...
can't believe it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. It's like that gif of the what's his name doing the fucking it's happening. Yeah. So I mean, we have a decent amount of interest here, but we're going to mark it out of stock so people know.
Pending.
Liz Doog said pitchers of cheese ravioli taste better with homemade sauce. Pro tip. All right, but yeah, I mean, this is really happening.
That's not true. Ragu is the best.
Ragu, yeah, ragu is the. So you guys got to be. I mean,
real Italians eat ragu.
What do you guys think you're gonna have to do to really Italian this up on the ride down there?
Oh man, I guess I gave away my voice, huh?
Oh,
you kept your voice. You kept an Italian voice.
I tried to. My grandmother, straight from Sicily.
So you're gonna maintain that?
Maybe,
the whole time.
Yeah, probably.
But you can't break it now.
I'm Tommy.
Yeah, you guys got to stick in the character.
Tommy Two Cheese.
So we're gonna package this up, and by package it up, I mean sit in a car with the. We're gonna do that, and we're gonna head on down to even deeper South Jersey and offload this to Victoria. So we'll see you in a sec.
We're coming, Vicky.
There is a lot. Look at it. Oh.
Trying to kick this addiction, and
we're
glad.
You just can't kick it.
No, you can't.
It's been a problem.
It's been a big problem.
I don't have enough hands.
Oh, man.
We'll have to drop
it off.
Is this
still warm?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's fresh. Some on your face.
I have some on my face.
Oh, man. You ate something.
Let me get out of this.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Look, no shortage of that here.
No shortage of it.
No, I can tell.
So you're going to have the ravioli, or is it going to be like you got somebody
I'm going to share some. I'm going to keep some for myself.
That's fantastic.
I might put some out for decoration.
You
know,
yeah, you said decor.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother's room. So.
Venice is flooded now.
Really?
Yeah.
Since? Origin, I think.
I don't know. It's something with the Parmesan cheese, I think.
Causing flooding. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really sad. I hope there's not a shortage.
Yeah.
I really hope not. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
So I need that fresh mozzarella.
Is your brother into ravioli too?
He is, yes.
The ravioli connoisseurs down here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a family meal, you know? We're
Yeah. What's his name? Her name?
Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Puppy?
Yes.
Nice.
16
nice.
Weeks.
16 weeks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She likes ravioli too, though.
She loves it? Oh,
yeah,
that's
the
perfect.
Pitcher's for her.
The pitcher's for her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good water bowl right there. You just, you know, after she eats ravioli.
Yeah, she really likes it. Mm. So.
Yeah. This is perfect then.
Yeah.
Well, this is
that's
nice.
You made her happy. Yep.
For the sauce.
Yeah, we did.
Dogs can't get to develop a problem, I think.
Yeah. He's actually from Florence originally.
Oh, you are?
Florence, New Jersey, not Italy. But, you know, what can you do?
Good enough, I guess.
Yeah, I'm half Indian, half Italian.
My grandmother had an affair with Fabio.
I'm a quarter Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us deliver the ravioli. This is great. This is, we're always just
that
trying
a great
to.
Deed.
Yeah, we're always just trying to spread
I
the
can
wealth.
Tell.
Yeah.
Very good.
This is definitely not taking favor from the.
I appreciate it. My whole family, we appreciate it.
Yeah, just gather everybody around the dinner. It's our Sunday dinner tomorrow, you know, and it's just here's the ravioli.
The Carbazzi family owes you a favor.
Oh, good. Oh my God. Well, thank you very much. We'll
make
be
sure
on
not
our
to
way
use
here.
A fork either. That's part
no,
of the tradition.
No, I use my hands.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we do it in Italy.
Or just, you know, pick up the plate.
Yeah.
Tilt it back.
That's it.
That's how you got to do it. Just with a bowl out there. Perfect.
Oh, we got the roosters out?
Yeah, they're going to enjoy. Those are not your roosters, right?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, you have a good one. Yeah. Thank you for letting us deliver that off there.
Thank you for the help.
Saran wrapped up. Yeah.
We just got back from beautiful Mullica Hill, and Victoria couldn't have been a sweeter of a woman outside walking her dog, just looking for some ravioli on the side of Route 45.
It was a wholesome image.
Yeah, yeah, it really was. And then, I mean, just the two cheese Tommy over here was authentic as hell. She,
yeah, I just, once I saw that we had pulled up on our house, I just... Two cheese.
Right away. Yeah, you went right into two cheese.
Yeah.
And that's the way you have to do it. But I mean, I'll show the photo right here that she sent us that we came back to. I mean, that's just incredible.
Thank you.
It's just, I think they are definitely going to be having ravioli tonight and tomorrow out of a pitcher.
She was definitely not an impasta.
She was not a ravioli impasta. Yeah. Not as she was definitely in it to win it for the ravioli. And that's, you know, all you can ask for when you're dishing leftovers on Facebook Marketplace.
And you know, it wasn't just Victoria. Victoria's mom and her brother are all getting in on this.
It looked like we brought a family back together, honestly.
That's what this podcast is all about. It's really just bringing people together, and we brought a family back together. They were probably like, I'm creating the scenario in my head of like what they had to get the dog, like an emotional support dog after a tragic moment. The brother, like, I feel like there was an issue with the brother, but now he's back and he's going to come home, and there's going to be a bow on a pitcher of ravioli. Yeah. And then they're just going to, like, it'll be like a Hallmark movie ending where the music starts playing and they're pouring the ravioli onto bowls.
Well, dude, when she invited us in the driveway, it was kind of like giving the vibe that we were going to hang.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then she's just like, now I'm out walking the dog. You guys can give me the ravioli. Fucking scram.
Yeah, she honestly wanted us gone.
Which, I mean, if I had people from Facebook Marketplace coming to my house, especially guys, she's like, wait, this guy's half Indian, half Italian. The other guy's got an accent, and the other dude's filming me with his phone camera. I don't know what. So she handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
And they're from Facebook Marketplace. I mean,
the thank you message, I think, did it all. That was like
that sealed the deal. Yeah. And that's all. We brought a family back together. Her and her mom and her brother are now just like, you know.
I think if I was a dog napper, this is how I would do it, you know? I'd be, because, like, think about how ridiculous the story would be if, like, she told the cops. She's like, well, yeah, they had a picture of ravioli on Facebook, and then they came and just took my dog, and the cop's like, right.
Yeah. What did he look
three
like? Did he have a little ragu in the corner of his mouth, too? Kind of story making up here, lady. But... Yeah, I mean, that's all you can ask for with this situation. It had a happy ending, so thank you guys for coming on. Any final words, piece of his advice?
Hey, anytime we can come on and there's a happy ending,
yeah,
we're there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or ravioli, we're there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
And you know, and just when I thought I was in, it pulled me back in.
We're going to make more ravioli, and then we'll be headed down to that Asian massage parlor down the street.
We should have divvied it out more and met with multiple people, honestly. It seemed like... You know,
yeah,
I would have liked to dive down the hip lady route.
I know. I feel bad for Michelle.
Michelle, I mean, she never got back to us, though. A lot of the people on Facebook Marketplace are very awfully flaky, and Victoria was fucking, yep, meet me here. Here's my address. Yeah. Here's my phone number.
So
boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Imagine if, like, she just had problems with her hip and her charger was, like, over on the mantle or something. She was her laptop died before she could tell us the address.
The early bird gets the ravioli.
I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's all for us here at the Leftover Studio. You guys have any final threats or comments you want to make?
No, this has been great. Thanks for having us on. Check out Tough Times and Tough Times 2. We'd love to have you on Tough Times 2.
I'll be on Tough Times 2, and then we'll be crossing it over here. This will be great.
Crossing streams.
Crossing streams.
Love it.
So look out for the Crossing Streams, Tough Times and Tough Times 2, and we'll catch you later.